Shakespeare. Start quoting him now. Brush up your Shakespeare, and us women you will wow. Just brush up your Shakespeare, and we'll all kowtow.
Hello and welcome to round five of what's probably going to be the shortest episode of Brush Up Your Shakespeare. I'm here with my guest special judge, who's probably more than a guest because she's always here, her and Rochelle, Princess Garnet.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so this, just gonna jump right into this. This week, they did scenes, and we have four contestants left, so there was two scenes, of course. And so they got to choose their scenes, and their, well, they, I picked the partners, and they chose their own scenes, and so we're gonna, of course, be looking for how well they act and how well they act together, you know, if they sound like they're acting together even, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they recorded these, if they did them separately, if they were in a call together. I mean, they could have done it any way they wanted to. But anyway, so yes, that's what's happening now. And first, we are going to be listening to Russ and Ophicals' scene.
Good morrow, Kate, for that's your name, I hear.
Well, have you heard? But something hard of hearing. They call me Catherine, that do talk of me.
You lie, i'faith, for you are called plain Kate, and Bonnie Kate, and sometimes Kate the Cursed, but Kate the prettiest Kate in Christendom. Kate of Kate Hall, my super dainty Kate, for dainties are all Kates. And therefore, Kate, take this of me, Kate of my consolation. Hearing thy mildness praised in every town, thy virtue spoke of, and thy beauty sounded, yet not so deeply as to thee belongs, myself am moved to woo thee for my wife.
Moved? In good time, let him that moved you hither remove you hence. I knew you at the first, you were immovable.
Why, what's immovable?
A joint stool.
Thou hast it, come, sit on me.
Asses are made to bear, and so are you.
Women are made to bear, and so are you.
No such a jade as you, if me you mean.
Alas, good Kate, I will not burden thee. For knowing thee to be but young and light...
Too light for such a swain as you to catch, and yet as heavy as my weight should be.
Should be? Should buzz?
Well, ta'en like a buzzard.
Oh, slow-winged turtle, shall a buzzard take thee?
Aye, for a turtle as he takes a buzzard.
Come, come, you wasp. If faith, you are too angry.
If I be waspish, best beware my sting.
My remedy, then, is to pluck it out.
Aye, if the fool could find it where it lies.
Who knows not where a wasp doth wear his sting? In his tail.
In his tongue.
Whose tongue?
Yours, if you talk of tails. Let's say farewell.
What, with my tongue in your tail? Hey, come again, good Kate, I am a gentleman.
That I'll try.
I swear I'll cuff you if you strike again.
So may you loose your arms. If you strike me, you are no gentleman. And if no gentleman, why then no arms?
A herald, Kate? Oh, put me in thy books.
What is your crest? A coxcomb?
A combless cock, so Kate will be my hen.
No cock of mine, you crow to like a craven.
Nay, come, Kate, come. You must not look so sour.
It is my fashion when I see a crab.
Why, here's no crab, and therefore look not sour.
There is.
Then show it me.
Had I a glass, I would.
What? You mean my face?
Well aimed as such a young one.
Now, by St. George, I am too young for you.
Yet you are withered.
'Tis with cares.
I care not.
Nay, hear you, Kate. In sooth, you scape not so.
I chafe you if I tarry. Let me go.
No, not a whit. I find you passing gentle. 'Twas told me you were rough and coy and sullen, and now I find report a very liar. For thou art pleasant, gamesome, passing courteous, but slow in speech, yet sweet as springtime flowers. Thou canst not frown, thou canst not look askance, nor bite the lip as angry wenches will. Nor hast thou pleasure to be cross in talk, but thou with mildness entertain'st thy wooers with gentle conference, soft and affable. Why does the world report that Kate doth limp? Oh, slanderous world! Kate, like the hazel twig, is straight and slender, and as brown in hue as hazelnuts, and sweeter than the kernels. Oh, let me see thee walk. Thou dost not halt.
Go, fool, and whom thou keep'st command.
Did ever Diane so become a grove as Kate this chamber with her princely gait? Oh, be thou Diane, and let her be Kate, and then let Kate be chaste, and Diane sportful.
Where did you study all this goodly speech?
It is extempore from my mother wit.
Oh, witty mother, witless else her son.
Am I not wise?
Yes, keep you warm.
Marry, so I mean, sweet Catherine, in thy bed. And therefore, setting all this chat aside, thus in plain terms, your father hath consented that you shall be my wife, your dowry agreed on, and will you nill you, I will marry you. Now, Kate, I am a husband for your turn, for by this light, whereby I see thy beauty that doth make me like thee well, thou must be married to no man but me. For I am he am born to tame you, Kate, and bring you from a wild Kate to a Kate conformable as other household Kates. Here comes your father. Never make denial. I must and will have Catherine to my wife.
Okay, and that was Russ and Ophi Cal doing a scene from Taming of the Shrew, specifically scene one in act two. Hey, that rhymed. Now, they sent this their thing in for a critique. So actually, I have heard this kind of, well, not kind of, I've heard it before, and I've actually listened to it a few times over. So I kind of have the more experienced ear, I guess, because I was able to listen more stuff. And Garnet has the fresh listen ear here going on. Yeah, I will say, I really like this. it was a great scene for you to really, I think, play to your strengths. And I love the back and forth between them, like how they did that. It really took me into it. I mean, for like when I first listened to this, when they sent it in, I found myself actually forgetting I was supposed to be judging it because I was just enjoying it so much.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked it. And I'll let you speak.
I really, really enjoyed this too. I kind of got a bit swept away in it like Cassie did. It was really, really well put together. I really liked the sound effects. It felt like you two were actually acting it in front of each other, which was great. Mm-hmm. It worked really well together. Ophi really fit the part of Catherine well, and Russ too. I do think that Russ had the harder job with the scene because obviously he spoke quite a bit more. And also his character seemed to have more dimensions to it than Catherine does. Having said that, though, I still feel that both parts are really, really well acted, even though Russ had the harder job. I really liked the edge of malice that you kind of had in a few places, Russ. It was really good, and it gave your character like a really good dimension. And I felt that Ophi really acted the part of the shrew quite well as well. So that was really great. The only thing, I had one note on one line, and this is the only one that stood out to me in the scene, which was when Ophi said, "Best beware my sting." I felt like it was neither one emotion nor another. I felt like it could have had either more sarcasm or more like anger in it than it did. You know, one or the other, like, it's like, "Best beware my sting," or "Best beware my sting." You know, like kind of. That wasn't really well acted, but you know what I mean with the emotion. And apart from that, I'm going to hazard a guess that Russ mixed this because of those like little splicing things at the end of some of Ophi's lines, which says to me that she sent him like different takes and stuff, and then maybe he's like combined some or something like that. Or maybe Ophi did that, and I'm completely wrong. However, there were like some splices and some of Ophi's bits, so that's just something to watch out for and mix in. And it was a bit weird in places. It did affect my enjoyment of the scene a little bit, but apart from those, like, it was really, really well acted, and I really enjoyed it.
So, yay, for Russ and Ophi Cal. It's very awesomely great. Good job. Yeah, and yeah, also I don't know if it was our Skype, if it was our stuff. We both heard like some like pauses in there, and I'm not gonna like, you know, hopefully they won't be there when we put it in, because I didn't hear them the first time when I was judging this for your so.
Maybe it wasn't the mixing thing, then maybe it was like
yeah,
a sending thing. Oh no, but you had it as well.
Yeah,
it was, but they were there anyway.
Yeah. Not important. Just, you know, just weird. I thought it was like, I was like, okay, maybe it's my speakers doing something weird. And then I was like, then Garnet was like, oh, why? There's pauses in here. And I'm like, So, but anyway, on to our next and final, of course, group, Temporary Butterfly and Green Girl.
Temporary Green Butterfly Girl.
Yes.
Can we call Ophi the bearded Ophi?
Yes.
Because when we did the duets thing, me and Dylan, Melly was the bearded Melly because she sang with Russ. So Ophi can be the bearded Ophi Cal.
Yes. Team bearded Ophi Cal. Okay. So, yes, no. Team temporary green butterfly girl is up next.
Let the garden door be shut and leave me to my hearing. Give me your hand, sir.
My duty, madam, and most humble service.
What is your name?
Cesario is your servant's name, fair princess.
My servant, sir? 'Twas never merry world since lowly feigning was called compliment. Your servant to the Count Orsino, youth.
And he is yours, and his must needs be yours. Your servant's servant is your servant, madam.
For him, I think not on him. For his thoughts, would they were blanks rather than filled with me.
Madam, I come to whet your gentle thoughts on his behalf.
Oh, by your leave, I pray you. I bade you never speak again of him. But would you undertake another suit? I had rather hear you to solicit that than music from the spheres.
Dear lady!
Give me leave, beseech you. I did send, after the last enchantment you did here, a ring in chase of you. So did I abuse myself, my servant, and I fear me you. Under your hard construction must I sit, to force that on you in a shameful cunning which you knew none of yours. What might you think? Have you not set mine honor at the stake and baited it with all the unmuzzled thoughts that tyrannous heart can think? To one of your receiving enough is shown. A cypress, not a bosom, hideth my heart. So let me hear you speak.
I pity you.
That's a degree to love.
No, not a grind, for 'tis a vulgar proof that very oft we pity enemies.
Why then, methinks 'tis time to smile again. Oh, world, how apt the poor are to be proud. If one should be a prey, how much the better to fall before the lion than the wolf. The clock upbraids me with the waste of time. Be not afraid, good youth. I will not have you. And yet, when wit and youth is come to harvest, your wife is like to reap a proper man. There lies your way, due west.
Then westward ho! Grace and good disposition attend your ladyship. You'll nothing, madam, to my lord by me?
Stay! I pray thee tell me what thou think'st of me.
That you do think you are not what you are.
If I think so, I think the same of you.
Then think you right. I am not what I am.
I would you were as I would have you be.
Would it be better, madam, than I am? I wish it might, for now I am your fool.
Oh, what a deal of scorn looks beautiful in the contempt and anger of his lip. A murderous guilt shows not itself more soon than love that would seem hid. Love's night is noon. Cesario, by the roses of the spring, by maidenhood, honor, truth, and everything, I love thee so that maugre all thy pride, nor wit nor reason can my passion hide. Do not extort thy reasons from this clause, for that I woo thou therefore hast no cause, but rather reason thus with reason fetter. Love sought is good, but given unsought better.
By innocence, I swear, and by my youth, I have one heart, one bosom, and one truth, and that no woman has, nor never none shall mistress be of it, save I alone. And so, adieu, good madam, nevermore, will I my master's tears to you deplore.
Yet come again, for thou perhaps mayest move that heart which now abhors to like his love.
All right, and that was Team Temporary Green Butterfly Girl, or Green Girl and Temporary Butterfly, doing a scene from, yes, that's what they did, exactly that. Okay, their scene was from 12th Night, Act 3, Scene 1. There we go. Okay. And Garnet, I'm going to have you go first on this.
Okay. I thought this was really good too. I felt that Green Girl did a really good I've actually like seen Twelfth Night or read it, but I kind of know the plot-ish, so that was good. Anyway, like, you had quite a good range of emotions in your part. I did feel that this was kind of you heavy though, and I would have maybe liked a scene that was a little bit more balanced, but I still thought that it was really good. Temp, I really liked your part too. I felt like sometimes your diction could have been stronger, like around 210-ish for a spell. It was kind of sometimes hard to tell what you were saying. And sometimes in some of the earlier lines, you could have used a little bit more conviction. But I still thought that this was really good. And I liked the use of the clock chime following the stage directions or whatever. So good job.
Okay, now it is my turn. No, for me though, like I also thought that this was good, but there were parts where like it really like I hate to compare the different scenes, but where Russ and Ophicale seemed like they were together all the time, there were parts where I felt like some of the reactions to each other's lines didn't seem right. Like I don't have the scenes the script pulled up myself, but there was this one, I can't remember what the line was before it, but and then I think Green Girl said something like more, no, or something, or something. The way she reacted didn't seem to go with what Temp had said before her, and I know you guys recorded a little bit late and didn't have time to redo any lines, but there were parts where I could tell that it was separate. And that kind of took me out a little bit. But the good thing was I liked both of your parts very well. I do agree it was very, I wish I had heard more of you, Temp, in there. But I did think that the parts that you did were very good. I do agree about the diction. And so I thought you both did very good for your parts. And like I said, I just wish that other parts had sounded more together. And that's, yes, and that's pretty much all I've got to say. Yes. Woohoo! Yay! And with that, we are done! And we just have to rank you people. And yes, we are still doing, even though you did scenes together, we're still doing individual ranking. So it doesn't matter what, you know, scene, you know, it's going by, yeah, individually. So, okay, and so we will do that. We will be back and we will tell you who's going to, yeah, go and who's not. All right, we are back. Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know how many, many hours. No, I'm kidding. So we are going to do, or I am going to tell you all the rankings, and of course the person on the bottom will be going away, or not in the show anymore anyway. Yeah. no reason to leave just because you get kicked off the show. But, you know, I mean, light. I mean, like you don't have to, like, move away, go to another country or anything, you know, or what. You know?
Okay. We'll no longer be competing, I think is what you're trying to say. Not telling them to leave the country. Get out. Oh, boy.
Yes, that is your punishment.
Extradition.
Okay, so right into it. Who won this week? I will tell you. Russ. Yeah. Woohoo! Russ. Yay. And after Russ is Ophi Cal. Woohoo. And that now that leaves Green Girl and Temporary Butterfly. And this week, the person who is going to be going home is Temporary Butterfly. Temp, congratulations for making it to the top four. We loved having you. You did so well in this competition, and you did.
You've improved so much.
She did. I mean, I would honestly put you as the most improved in this competition, Temp. You did really great. Mm-hmm. But we're sad to see you go. But
he's so sad.
It's so sad. I always hate having to cut anybody. But I must. It's in the rules that I made up myself.
It's in the rules.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you people about what's going to happen next week. Next week is the live show. We are going to be live-ish.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Does that mean they have to be here at the same time?
Yep. They all have to be there, boy, at the same time. And
Ophi Cal, she's 5 hours ahead of
you. Oh, boy. So, yeah. We're going to have to do some... We'll figure this all out. I'm sure. I hope this will all be figured out and stuff, where we can all be on together. So for that, it's basically, I'm going to be giving, you guys some short little parts and like a scene probably with all three of you, or maybe work out something like that. And but you're not going to get that information until the day of the recording. It's going to be kind of like a cold reading. Yes.
That's really good. That's really, like, it's one thing to record yourself, but to actually act it live, that's a really good idea. It's going to be a fun ride.
Yay, it's going to be fun. And we also might do some, like, if anyone's up for it, might do some improv stuff, just some fun stuff, you know, just to get, you know, just, you know, have fun, some maybe acting exercises, just some different things. Probably talk to the people, like, ask you some questions, you know, what experience you've had with Shakespeare, why you like it, you know, just, or any acting in particular.
Like an interview.
Yeah, to do like a little, like a mini interview with our top three, you know. So it'll be a nice, it'll be a fun show, and yay. And also, since it's going to be live and everything, there won't be a critique thing. There isn't going to be a prize this week, because I can't critique you people early when you're doing a cold reading. So that's the story of that. And I believe that's all for this show, for this week anyway. And while I'm here, everybody, be sure to listen to Best of the Rest.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Sexiest Voice.
Yes. You get your sexy people sound sexy.
Exactly. Best show ever.
Yes. And then the finale of Silly Singer Singing Silly Songs is coming up as well. And I'm on that. So, yes.
Woo-hoo. Spoiler alert. Well done, Cassie.
Yeah. Oh, well, oops. Too bad. No.
Congratulations.
Yay. Yay for me. We only plug stuff we're involved in, so.
The icon.
The icon. Oh, yes, the icon. I forgot about that. too. That's
I'm on.
Yes.
So we are actually still only plugging stuff that we're involved in.
Yes.
What else?
What else is going on in this world? Oh, I haven't actually. Let's see. There's something about writing.
The other one that... Yeah, there's
Let It Be Written.
Oh, Let It Be Written.
Yes.
Yeah,
which I haven't listened to or anything, but I know it exists. I don't even know what it's about, to be honest.
Well, people, like, it's a radio play writing competition, oh, and then you send in radio plays and they're acted out by and mixed by the lovely people who've been casted to do it. So that includes like Nani as a mixer and actress, Sky Wish as an actress, different things like that. It's really cool. People should listen to it.
Ooh, yes, we should. Everybody go listen to that. And listen to other things that we've recommended you listen to. Yes.
What else is there? Yes. Well, it's like everything. Cover It.
Cover it.
Silly Singers, which I've already plugged.
Yes. Oh gosh, I don't even know.
Pop Luck.
Yes, that is another one.
And Who's Screwing You? That's really
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yes, Who's Screwing You?
We've plugged everything now.
Yes, I am unofficially on Who's Screwing You. I'm making little quote marks in the air because I helped somebody with something on their thing.
I've done that too. Everyone's involved with Who's Screwing You. Yes. Like, it's like when Olivia did the Hunger Games and everyone was like sending in stuff from the forum and things.
Yes.
So, woo, lots of good VTV shows.
And yes, and if you have a show that you'd like us to plug and we haven't, and you're welcome to bribe us, especially me.
Sexual favors, yes. Waffles. You know that your picture on Skype is making me really hungry and I refuse to look at it.
Oh, I had a waffle earlier. It was so good.
Jelly.
Mm.
Woo.
So, yes, with that, woohoo. I think that's the signal for ending this thing. Or now it's going to be. Whenever, no matter what's happening, whenever Garnet says woohoo, it's going to be.
I'll keep that in mind.
I mean, anytime.
I have power now.
Yes, you do. Anytime, any show, Garnet can just jump on your show and be like woohoo, and be like, oh, woo-hoo. We gotta go. Okay, well, thank you so much for judging again with me, Garnet.
You're welcome.
All right, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Brush up your Shakespeare and we'll all...